So, every day. This mantra is dedicated, pardon me, to Tulasi Devi. This is a plant goddess that you can take care of too. Something absolutely beautiful about the ancestral spirituality to India, that's all inclusive to the rest of us as well, is the idea that that one divinity with aspects of both masculine and feminine comes into forms in many different ways. Because of that, we get this rich tapestry of innumerable different forms to revere. One of them is an actual plant that you can take care of, and so by the mythology, by taking care of this plant, you are taking care of a goddess directly. Not just that this plant is dear to the goddess or symbolizes the goddess, that the plant herself is the goddess. Of course, all plants can be revered like this, but one that has been revered for thousands of years is known as the Tulasi plant. You'll often hear it pronounced as just Tulsi without the A, because in schwa deleted languages like Hindi, they remove that sound when it's short. But in Sanskrit, it's Tulasi, three syllables, with the final syllable being long. And in English, it's known by the name Holy Basil. It is technically part of the basil family, although you don't exactly blend her up and turn her into pesto. Except for the fact that my mother did that recently. But don't worry, it was long after I offered all of her leaves to the complementary form of the divine that she loves, known as Keshava, a form of Krishna or Vishnu. Yes, there are many medicinal and even nutritional aspects of Tulasi that you can use, but it's not the same as just plucking off basil leaves and putting her in a sandwich. There's a kind of reverence behind the process of cultivating her. And when she's cultivated in abundance, there's more than enough to go around. She is truly a blessing in every household. She fills the air with such a sweet aroma. Her contents at the biological level are capable of doing so much physically and even psychologically. Her tea is capable of alleviating stress, anxiety, and help you sleep, full of antioxidants and all of that good sorts. I love taking care of her. I have 59 different Tulasi stems myself, and I can totally see how they're cultivated for the purpose of devotion, as she teaches me so much about myself and Mother Nature in general, and I get so many benefits from being able to love her and take care of her. So this is a mantra that I'm always chanting near her, and even in my day-to-day life, because I think of her often, and I have so much love for the goddess in the form of Mother Nature. Aum Tulasiyai Namaha means salutations to Tulasi, so I thought that we'd chant that together. You know what? I have a mantra mala that would be perfect for doing japa on for this one. I'll be right back.